Kathy Dawes-Nell, along with Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eystone. It is garden tour time. Kind of nice to shift from the dire situation, I guess, in Topeka, or the tough situation there, to something a little more pleasant, Greg, today. And, you know, if you want to share with us, of course, the wins and the wares. Everyone looks forward to the garden tour.
Yeah, one of the number one reasons people garden, or information that we understand, is that it does reduce your stress and your heart rate goes down, your blood pressure. So we really want to encourage healthy people here in Riley County. So I suggest you come on our garden tour. This is the 29th year for the Riley County Master Gardeners to organize this event. And it will be Sunday, June 11th. So not this coming Sunday, but the following one. It is from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. And we've never had a storm. And I try to jinx myself every year, but we've never had a rain out time, and we don't reschedule. So please come out. You can get advanced tickets if you want to for $8. They're available at our office there in the Riley County office building, or you can find them at some of the local garden centers around town if you are there off after hours. So we're open from 8 to 5 there in the Riley County Extension office. So you can also buy a ticket anytime at any of the sites the day of. So those are $10. And we do encourage families to come out, and hopefully young children come out and enjoy these gardens as well. So if you're 12 and under, those people are free to participate in our tour.
And, of course, everybody wants to know what gardens are on that list.
Yeah, we have 6 private landscapes this year, so we're very fortunate to have people willing to share their gardens. I looked at some of the information over the last 28 years, and 134 people have shared their gardens. And some of the situation is we have some that continue to share. And so we have 2 this year that have been on the garden tour in the past. And it's always fun, I think, to reinstate those gardens and see how they've changed. In this case, both of them went through a tornado situation back in 2008. So the 2 that are kind of close to each other in this situation is Preston and Gene Click. And they have a really nice hillside backyard with a waterfall that hasn't changed since the last time we've seen them. But they've added some new plants and some different changes. And so it's always fun to see how gardens evolve as they do. They're not in a stagnant situation. And so hopefully you can come out to their house. And kind of around the corner is Max Urich's house. And he's the one that had quite a bit of tornado injury as far as trees removing. So last time we visited them, it was more of a shade garden, and now it's more wide open. So you get to see the changes that have gone on there. So those are up in the Amherst, off of Amherst area. So they're right next door basically to each other. So easy parking, park once and walk to the 2 different landscapes there. So that's they're kind of in the middle of town nowadays. We have 2 out at the lake. So we have them actually, we have 6 gardens, but kind of 3 sites because they're next to each other pretty much. And so we have 2 out at the lake. We have Colleen Brown and Carla Trachek. I hope I say that correctly. They actually are twin sisters, my understanding, and they share a home. And beautiful landscape. It is kind of a typical Flint Hills type of surroundings, so it may be something that you may not want to travel through the whole landscape. It's kind of rocky, hilly, but they have a beautiful wraparound porch that if you just want to sit on the porch and take a look at the landscape, you'll see quite a bit of it. And if you're adventuresome, you can trek through the property itself. So it's kind of up and down, and it's always good to have sites out there. You can see, of course, the water feature, which would be a lake. Many of these do have some pondless water features, so you'll see lots of water, which is very relaxing for us in our landscapes. Those are at High Meadow, 5515 High Meadow, and then around the corner is Barbara Ludgemeyer and Joe Hobson's at 5608 High Meadow Circle. Again, so they're fairly close to each other, and again, their site is a little bit more physical, pleasing for you to walk around. Any of these garden tours, of course, you want to wear comfortable shoes to be out and going through the properties, and they are just you know, something to be aware of on traveling, how you get to and from throughout the landscapes. As far as, you know, they're all going to have native plant materials and plants that are doing well. So that's one of the educational outreach components of a garden tour, is just seeing what other people have growing successfully that you may want to gather some ideas to put into your landscape, along with some people just come out and want to enjoy the beautiful day. And again, you know, gardening does relax us and makes our blood pressure go down. So even if you're just viewing and not actually physically working in the garden, that's always a positive for us as well. We do have two out east of town or in Pottawatomie County, the Timber Creek area. Again, fairly close to each other. And so one of those is Mark and Judy Robb at 9048 Tonia Terrace. And they have quite a variety of plants. That's one of their things. They like to experiment, which most gardeners do, as far as gathering plants and seeing if they work in your landscape. And the other one we have out there is Gary and Julie Griffith, 4106 Tanning Hill Drive. Those happen to be our only two that are in the Master Gardener program at this time. That's another one of the outreaches of our Master Gardener tour, is to encourage people to maybe participate in the Master Gardener program, which the trainings happen in the fall, and just have like-minded people out learning about different plants and having conversations.
Do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. But you mentioned the Master Gardeners, and it's so crucial. I mean, some of these different time frames when people get a chance to learn more about that program. And when you get around to picking the different gardens, I think there is a process involved in that too.
There is a process. It's a challenging process for the Master Gardeners. This is one of the projects. This was the original project back in the fall of 1988 when the first Master Gardener training course took off. You know, what to do as an outreach program, and this one was developed. The proceeds of the tour go to the gardens at Kansas State University, and that they are on our tour as well. So at 1500 Denison Avenue, we sometimes encourage people to start there. When you purchase your actual ticket or go to the site and get the ticket, they'll have a map of where these are throughout the community. And I want to send a shout out to the Riley County GIS department. They're the ones who put together our map for us each year. But that gives you directions on how to get to the different sites if you're not familiar. One of the challenges this year, as we usually do, is some road construction around Manhattan. And the corner there at Denison and Claflin, I think, will be closed off. So getting to the gardens at Kansas State University, you'll probably have to come in from the north. But if you want to start there at 1500 Denison Avenue, get your ticket, see the map, if that's helpful for you, and then you can get around to the different sites. So planning this thing, we start basically a year out. So as this one starts to wrap up, our committee will be looking at sites for next year. And we're always looking for additional beautiful landscapes to visit and put on our tour. You can submit those, either just give us a call, or I actually have put up a form on our website. So if you go to riley.ksu.edu, go to the Lawn and Garden section. It's a Master Gardener program, so you click on the Master Gardener link. It's one of our projects or committees, and so there, after you do several clicks, you'll find a form that you can either nominate a friend or yourself and get on our list for viewing for down the road. Many gardens that we visit, the homeowners, you know, may say, well, give me another couple years. When I talk to those that have been on the tour, it's usually just kind of a motivational factor to get some things done. So that's the real positive. There's maybe a little stress with thinking that.
You did it one year, and I remember admitted that it is a little stressful.
It is stressful, but then I realize that they don't know what I've thought about that I didn't get accomplished. And so the stress goes away. People appreciate your garden, your efforts, whatever you did, even if they don't know everything you were wanting to accomplish. So
again,
it's great.
You might want to mention the when and what people need to do to get those tickets again.
Yes, come on out Sunday, June 11th from 1 to 5. We have tickets available throughout the community, but you can buy them the day of for $10. And it'd be a great time to get out and bring a friend or family members and enjoy our community. Big shout out. Thank you to all those that are hosting our sites this year. And Master Gardeners are at every site to answer questions, sell you tickets, and make it a great day for us.
Again, thanks to Greg Eystone with us today, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent. Next, we'll have a couple of folks from UFM and also the Manhattan Public Library. They're working together on a project we'll tell you about. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.